Okay, so let yourself just get into a comfortable position. In addition to that, invoking this inner friend, or sometimes I call best friend or inner friend, where that becomes what you're going to do right now as you're getting your body comfortable position, invoking that inner friend. That inner friend can be just become normal. That is how you are with your mind. You're an inner friend to your mind, to your worries, to your problems, to your embarrassments, whatever it may be. The way the one who relates to all parts of yourself is one who's a friend, who gives you the benefit of the doubt, who wants to help, who respects you, who loves you. His understanding, he's a good listener, all of the things that we would want from our best friend or from our Swamiji. We provide that. That's the way that we treat our mind, our unconscious, our body. And others also, but it really has to start with yourself for it to be really authentic in terms of your relationship with other people and with animals and plants. So invoking that attitude of the inner friend, finding that part of yourself, you let your body relax in that atmosphere. And this abiding, natural abiding is that inner friend inside. That also can release a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion. Also the little ones inside feel safer to come into relationship with you, and so your unconscious becomes more available to you because you don't scare them. They feel they can trust you. You spend a minute letting your body find its own comfort. Just be aware of your body and let it relax in your presence. Notice your breathing. Any stiffness inside in the body, just kind of mentally stroke it, massage it. And as your body continues to settle and relax in your presence, in your loving presence, just gently shift your focus. When I say gently shift your focus, it means your attention and your attention to the body is still there. Perception of the body still remains. But your focus is gently shifted to all of the thoughts and feelings that are passing through your mind. There might be some concerns for what you need to do today, your responsibilities, or some worries you might be having, or it's just thought flow, or you find your mind is just settling down, whatever, just invoking that inner friend. Give the mind permission to just be itself. This also, this permission to be yourself, this accepting, welcoming of the mind without a critical attitude, also just naturally gives you a much nicer inner home. It's an inner home that has the safety of kind of an abiding love or an abiding well-being, free of that criticism or that annoyance, being irritated with yourself or annoyed with yourself or critical of yourself. All of that goes. And then all parts of you are welcome. Whatever part has some problems, then you're there to help. So just give your mind some space to relax, to think about whatever it needs to think about. Just let your body and mind continue to relax and to just be themselves. Feel yourself very comfortably embodied in your mind and in your physical body. And just gently now shift your focus as your mind continues to relax, your body continues to relax. Gently shift your focus to the little ones inside. And you can just address them in whichever way you like. Sometimes you can just say something like, does anyone inside have anything they want to tell me? And then sometimes 10 or 12 of them raise their hand all at once. Sometimes there's somebody inside who wants to talk, or just make yourself available to who's there. If more than one wants to talk, then take it in turns. And if you can't talk to everybody, say, we'll get back to you a little later, but I won't forget. make sure everything you say is true. And everything you say you'll do, that you actually do. It's very important, actually, for the psyche. So that little ones can trust you. So just ask for and enter into your relationship with your little ones if you already have one, in whatever way you do. If you don't have one, then just say, does anyone inside have anything they want to tell me? And be a good listener, and you can also ask them questions to tell you more. Explain more. And give some encouraging words. You can also use your imagination, or better to say, let your imagination use you. There can be some images, or say if you have a little girl, a little boy, who's sad, you're crying, you can always see if he or she wants to sit on your lap, or to see what images naturally come and go along with those images. Take a few more minutes to kind of close up that relationship for the time being, saying that you'll be back, if in fact you will be back. Just tell them and just come back into silence. I'd like you to spend a few moments now invoking your relationship with God, with Bhagawan, with your Ishtadevata, Dakshinamurti, Gnaneshwari, Jesus, whoever it may be, or the unknown possibility of Bhagawan being there. Just bring to your heart that relationship you have with Ishwara. And then just think about who you are at this moment, you as an individual, who you are at this moment, what you're working on, what your concerns are, what you want to gain, your relationship with Bhagawan, and tell him or her the whole thing. As though Bhagawan is your closest, dearest friend and guide. But you don't hold back any part of yourself. Just in a prayer-like fashion, tell Bhagawan everything, all your aspirations. Don't think you have to be a good person. Just be real. And try to put to words all of that to him or her. And after you've done that, give Bhagawan a chance to respond. you can ask Bhagavan what he wants from you and see if anything comes from your psyche, what he has to tell you. Take a few more minutes. be with your own presence, your own self.